messages in my head. I don't know how to cope with this. I'm keeping secrets in my head. Or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your
back on Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, it's time for a two-week edition of Vacationing for Me to come back to you and give you Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in on a weird, weird day in the United States. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. I'm not going to elaborate on it because it is what it is. Let's start off with the Detroit Tigers to put us in a spring move here, you know, something crisp, clean. The Tigers announced that Tuesday they had signed outfielder Robbie Grossman to a two-year major league contract. The Tigers marked Grossman the fourth team following three seasons with Houston, three with Minnesota, and two with Oakland. He over 726 games and then some. He's a switch hitter. His career batting average is .252. He's walked 347 times. He also has, yes, 574 strikeouts while hitting 50 home runs and driving in 254 runs. Alavila said this about Robbie. Robbie is a proven major league hitter and will bring consistent competition at bat in our lineup. What Alavila said, the Detroit Tigers executive vice president and baseball operation and general manager. He said that. So we'll see. Of course, the regular season of the Detroit Tigers, a lot of to do what has to be with winter ball here. Winter ball in the Caribbean, winter ball in Puerto Rico, winter ball, and you name it, in South America, winter ball is being played there. And many of the Detroit Tigers are partaking in that value of getting some playing time, getting in shape where maybe and truly when preseason or the season arrives, they be in somewhat some shape. The Tigers infielder that they have, Isaiah Paredes, has been crowned the Mexican Pacific League batting champion there. He successfully had that great campaign in 2020. At 42 games, he ranked among the league leaders in multiple offenses. I'll give them to you. And he's first in batting with 379 batting average there. He's number one with doubles with 17. Slugging percentage, he's three with a .579 percentage there. He's fifth with extra stolen bases or extra bases that he hit. He was fifth in that with 21 extra bases there. They didn't say anything about home runs, so I wouldn't know if he got them or not. But again, give your Tiger report that you just can't get enough of. That'll kind of sweeten the deal for you to wait and see what the Tigers or Major League Baseball are actually really going to be doing during this pandemic time. It's tight. In the meanwhile, boys and girls, the NFL Super Wild Card is going to take place this upcoming weekend starting Saturday, January the 9th there. You'll start off with an AFC match with Indianapolis at Buffalo. That's 105. You can see that on CBS. NFC match at 4:40 with the Los Angeles Rams and the Seattle Seahawks there. That'll be on Fox. And, of course, Fox Deportes. late that evening at 8:15 on NBC, Tampa Bay at Washington. Washington skips to the Lou, my darling, with a, I think, 7-9 record and win first place in their division. And it was the last day that it was decided. But you're in. That's more I can say about Detroit Lions right now. They probably wish they was in that division. Sunday, on January the 10th here, AFC was started off with Baltimore at Tennessee. That's 105 on ESPN, ABC, ESPN2, ESPN Plus, ESPN Deportes. And here's a goodie, Freeform. Freeform is a ABC network. They're going to show the game on that particular channel, too. That's mostly for young adults, kids, teenagers kind of fall into that particular channel. But I watch it, too. It was a good movie or something on there. NFC at 4:40 will entertain again with Chicago at New Orleans there. CBS will carry the game. Also Nickelodeon. Yes, another child's network there gets into the fray of basically making sure that you watch this game. NFL got to be making some good money on this there. Also on Amazon Prime Video, you can see that. And CBS All Access, if you have it there. So, no reason to miss the game. And at night, 8:15, Sunday night, that'll be the Cleveland Browns against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It should be Colas the Dickens in Pittsburgh. Late game, that'll be on NBC, Telemonte. It'll be on the Peacock Network. And, hey, they're doing it all. 14 teams in contention for the Vince Lombardi Trophy at Super Bowl LV in Tampa Bay. Okay? Do it. Speaking of Cleveland Browns, boy, this, you know, if bad luck don't hit a team, it does on the Browns there. In the last 2 weeks, their camp has been closed down. 4 out of 5 days they were culprit for covert in the camp. And it's a doggone shame because this one might slip to the loo, my darling, unless they got something in the kitty there. And I mean right now the team has just clinched first place, the playoff berth. Of course, Pittsburgh had that. Since 2002, Kevin Stefanski, the new coach, it's largely responsible for getting that team corralled when there was a wild and flaky people. And it's still wild and flaky, but somewhere down the line, Stefanski can get the best out of the team for wins and not losses there. But they're in the playoffs, and he won't be in them. The team announced on Tuesday, yesterday, that Stefanski is one of 5 members for the Browns organization who has tested positive for COVID-19. Stefanski, guard Joe Bellino, receiver Cardero Hodge, and 2 other coaches have tested positive, and the team has shut down the facility to conduct a contact tracing. As of now, the team game against the Steelers is still scheduled for Sunday night. However, someone who tests positive, Stefanski, in this case, cannot run the team for at least 10 days. So it'll go on as scheduled. Stefanski will not be able to coach the team. Ain't that a kick in the teeth? You watch it on TV and, you know, maybe get some popcorn or a favorite beverage, maybe a couple, and watch this team. Hopefully for good tidings here. Now, you know, I have to say something about this guy and get this on out the way here because we didn't say too much. I didn't say too much, but I did mention it before. We took a hiatus. And I believe that hiatus was on in December, the 16th or 18th or something like that there. But on this December 18th, good friend of Michigan High School Athletic Association in various roles in at their place, mainly in communications director for a whole heck of a lot of years, John Johnson. He's retired now. His final day was December the 18th. He joined the staff in 1987, and has done a lot of things. He's been very instrumental to me since I moved from one base, which was Oregon, over in Michigan to become a reporter there. And when it came down to high school sports, he was the voice to talk to. He was always kind, generous. He understood every situation. When other organizations at the time, because I was working for a smaller paper, gave the flops there, we kind of stayed past, and John Johnson gave me access and then some there that gave me some personal satisfaction there. And also some duties that basically I took part in that I won't forget them, you know, because of the suggestion or he thought a lot of my work. But John Johnson is a very gullible guy there. And hopefully he worked very hard all the way through these times, especially through a covert. I wish him well in his endeavors in the future. Stay well, stay healthy, enjoy the stuff. I mean, and maybe we'll try to get in contact with you and do an interviewing, get some laughs there. John Johnson, one heck of a guy. Now, while they're finalizing all that there, John Johnson having a great time sitting back by a couple cold ones there, it's finalized for the four football for the 11 and 8 player football finals there. Now, the 8 player finals is going to go as follows. After all the hoopla this weekend, which will start back fall football. On January the 16th at the Legacy Center in Brighton, 2 p.m. Division I 8-player final will commence. Now, 40 minutes after that particular game, Game 2 will take place. Approximately, they say 5:30, but could be a little bit later. Now, the 11-player finals is on Friday and Saturday, January 22nd and 23rd. That'll be at Ford Field. Now, on Friday, D8, D2, D6, and D4, and the proper times is as follows, 10, 1, 4:30, and 7:30. They'll take place on that particular day. On Saturday, D7, D1, D5, and D3, those districts, will take place at 10, 1, 4:30, and 7:30. How you like that? So they finalize that. Of course, volleyball, their semis are going on this week, and their finals are going to be taking place, I do believe, the middle of next week here. Swimming and diving, that'll take place, I'm quite sure, at the end of this week as well. A lot of high school sports, please be safe. There are tickets available for these particular games, especially for football. The limit is 125 family members, so you're not part of the family, please don't impose on getting into these stadiums and whatnot and making your will unbearable. Okay, let's follow the rules as we stand right now so these kids and the staff members and also the parents and family members can get in and out of there safely. Okay, let's do that. Now, Detroit Pistons and the Milwaukee Bucks are playing tonight. However, the Pistons announced today that the results from an MRI performed yesterday on Killam Hayes' right hip has revealed a torn labrum. Oh, boy. And I said myself, this guy does not look right. And I've said it from the day one. And now my worst hope is they finally looked at the guy and maybe admit that he's hurting and he's going to have to take some time off. Hayes will continue to be evaluated by the team's medical staff and further updated and or updates will be provided appropriately. So he's going to be out for a while, boys and girls. And hopefully when he get back, we can see the real Killam Hayes that was drafted 7th, you know, in the NBA draft there and thinking that we're going to see a whole lot of goodies. I haven't really seen too much of anything. The Red Wings have a day off today from their practice, and they'll return to the confines and use both rinks at Little Caesars Arena, rolling out in the morning, okay? Yes, Thursday morning, they'll be back to practicing and whatnot there, getting it together, doing their thing. And, again, both rinks will be used, the Belfort rink below as well as the main rink upstairs, which is the rink that all you boys and girls, when things get back to normal, will be able to go into the arena and take part in. But those arenas will be ready, so it's getting close now to the end. Cuts are going to probably be made this weekend, probably no later than Sunday. And we'll find the actual rosters that's going to take place, because next week, hockey commences back in these arenas of the particular team. The divisions are different. We may talk about that on Sunday. The different divisions the teams are in. It's all Canadian division this year because of COVID and not able to travel from here, there, and wherever. Kind of weird. Congratulations to Alabama's Devontae Smith, becoming the first wide receiver since 1991 to win the Heisman Trophy. You know who that wide receiver was before. Think about it, boys and girls. Think about it. Congratulations. You know, Lawrence said, screw all of it here. I'm going to go to the NFL draft. After his loss to Ohio State. Ohio State and Alabama. Who'd have thought, huh? Oh, well. Finally, boys and girls, the chaos in the United States Capitol today is somewhat a pathetic role that we have watched and still watching at this present time as I'm doing the show a little bit early there, a little bit after 6 o'clock. And still I watch it on my telly there and kind of scan the channels and I see a big fat mess. And that particular individual brought this on. This should not be. However, the George Washington's men's basketball game against the University of Massachusetts, scheduled for 6 o'clock in Washington, D.C., that has been postponed. Multiple sources have said this, and I checked in it myself, and that is official. That game is going to be canceled. For reasons the game is being cut off was because of the 6 p.m. curfew now that has been announced by D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser there. The curfew came in the wake of the supporters of Donald Trump storming the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday afternoon here today. And still, although it looks like they're clearing the Capitol out and maybe the Senate and the representatives can do their work and do their business in confirming an election, that this should not have to happen. And our children are watching us. And the world is watching us. And I'm not going to say too much about it, but some things speak for itself. The sooner I say, the better. And for that saying, oh well, I'll give it up. I am. I'll really give this up here. It's a Sunday. But John Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. You know? And I'll just let you know also, you check Butch on Sports on Facebook. Haven't been doing it for about 2 weeks, but I'm back on there tonight. And also, yes, you can go to Podomatic.com, type in SimpleDuccoO.Podomatic.com. You can also go to TheGameSportsShow.com and also TheGameSportsShow.Podbean.com. Don't forget, boys and girls, on Monday, yours truly is on The Game Sports Show on 1400 ESPN, Sault Ste. Marie, where, yes, Combo Bowl host Scott Nason, along with Dave McKay, and also E.J. Russell, and myself, talk about sports. That's all I got to say today. Pray for this nation, boys and girls, ladies and gents. Let's have a good day and a good week. Wear your mask!